From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republicans in Congress are continuing their united opposition to Democratic health care overhaul proposals. House Republican leader John Boehner of Ohio blasted the Democrats' new Senate bill.
It's the same nonsense that passed the House. It's 2,074 pages. Give me a break. The American people have soundly rejected this.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid plans to hold a vote tomorrow on bringing the bill to the floor for debate. He'll need his entire caucus of 60 senators to overcome a Republican filibuster attempt, and that's not guaranteed yet. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is now recommending that women wait until they are age 21 to start being screened for pap smears. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Under the old guidelines, ACOG recommended that 3 years after a woman started having sex, or at age 21, she should be tested annually for cervical cancer. Now they say, even though infection with the human papillomavirus that causes cervical cancer is common among teens, just one in a million develop cervical cancer. So the committee recommends that starting at age 21, a young woman get a test every other year until she's 30 years old. Women who are 30 and older and have had no abnormal tests or early stage cancers should be screened every 3 years. Women who have had a hysterectomy unrelated to cancer should discontinue the test. The American Cancer Society says it has no objections to these changes and will soon review its own guidelines on screening for cervical cancer. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The University of California Regents have overwhelmingly approved a 32% hike in student fees beginning this academic year. University officials say they are out of money and have no other options because state lawmakers have repeatedly cut allocations. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The fee hikes were approved in a meeting hall on the UCLA campus as thousands of protesters chanted outside. Students across the state have spent the past 2 days protesting the fee hikes that will raise a UC education to more than $10,000 a year. University of California President Mark Udoff said Regents had no other choice. He says students should direct their anger at the state legislature.
All the demonstrations and all the talking, their words. Without a plan to balance the budget, we will not be solvent in a couple of years.
Udoff says low-income students will be shielded from the rate hikes, but he did not rule out future increases if the legislature does not boost its funding of the public universities. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Meanwhile, California Attorney General Jerry Brown says the state constitution does allow midterm cuts in pay to California elected officials. Critics of the legislature say its members have protected their own benefits and pay while cutting elsewhere. This is NPR News. A suicide bomber in southwestern Afghanistan killed at least 16 people today, including a senior police officer. At least 30 people were wounded. The bomber detonated explosives in a crowded part of the city of Farah. It's the capital of a mainly desert province on Afghanistan's border with Iran. Russia has agreed to ease the terms of its natural gas contract with Ukraine, saving Ukraine billions of dollars and reassuring Europeans that there will be no gas shortages this winter. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Russia and Ukraine have agreed that Kiev will not be fined for using less gas than stipulated in its contract. Ukraine's president had said the country could face fines of almost $8 billion. The deal came after talks between the two countries' prime ministers, and Russia says it reduces the chances of a repeat of the dispute last winter that left millions of Europeans short of gas. Russia provides about a quarter of the EU's gas, and 80% of that is piped via Ukraine. The global economic downturn means several other European countries have also fallen short of agreed purchase levels, and the deal with Ukraine could prompt them to demand similar treatment, although a Gazprom export executive said earlier there was no question of scrapping penalties. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Chinese health authorities say officials who cover up deaths from the H1N1 flu virus will be punished harshly. A leading Chinese respiratory expert has said he suspects local governments are reporting fewer deaths than have actually occurred. He's the same expert who warned of cover-ups during the outbreak of the respiratory disease SARS in 2003. Dr. Zhang Nanshan says he doesn't believe the reported number of 53 is that low. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.